ambulance services, patient breathing.
It's a little girl. She got hit by a car.
Is the patient awake?
Oh my God.
We're coming as quickly as we can.
We jumped off a bridge.
Stop it!
I think it's fucking
overdue.
Every year, a quarter of a million people call for an ambulance across Merseyside.
There's two men on the floor. Oh my God, how did that happen?
In the control centre, every single one needs a split-second decision.
Shell, got an overturned car.
Divert them.
Who needs an ambulance quickest and who must wait?
David, are we OK?
We need to prepare in case baby decides to come before the ambulance does.
Taking you to the beating heart of our NHS. We follow the story behind the sirens as crews race to save lives.
One, two, three, four.
We're not used, lads. Yeah, we've been lost.
Someone said once to me, you'd only die once, but you live every day.
Please, hurry up.
So when was the last time you actually did a night shift?
Well over 6 months ago, is it?
Yeah. I'll look after you when it gets to like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. We'll get you some strong coffee. Caffeine will get us through it.
Hope so. You'll be taking me in on a stretcher.
It's the start of the weekend night shift for 50 ambulance crews serving the 1.4 million people of Merseyside.
All right, fella.
Hey, what's up with you, bud?
Oh, it's that sounder. And that.
And that.
I think if you haven't got the gab in this game, you'd never be able to do this job, would you?
No, definitely not.
That's why it's good having verbal diarrhea.
You and me for this job, love.
I'd shut up. Oh, to God.
On Alpha 473 tonight, our crewmates Chelsea and Paul.
I've worked on these streets for 13 years. It's like nowhere else in the world, you know. We've been through tough times like a lot of cities. It's gone from virtually being finished to it's thriving again. And that's what makes us unique. We don't roll over as a city. At a Scouse way, I suppose. There's a saying in Liverpool, I'm not English, I'm Scouse. We do things differently in the city.
Service is the patient breathing?
I don't know, the car just flipped over. It's just happened this second, and one trying to get them out now.
Tell me exactly what's happened.
It was a white BMW, he was driving quite erratically around the roundabout at speed, and then he's flipped onto his roof and hit railings.
Okay, do you know how many people are hurt?
From what I could see, there was only one person that I could see in the car, but I'm not certain.
Do you know how many patients there are?
I think there's at least three.
Have you got any cameras on the double roundabout in Norris Green at all?
We have, as it happens. What's in the two?
Shell?
Yeah?
Got an overturned car on the double roundabout in Norris Green.
What?
It is well and truly on its roof.
Okie dokes.
I'm going to put 616 on Norris Green.
Go back X-ray 616.
616 reports for Sirius RTA Norris Green. There's 3 to 4 calls coming through now. So one's got Cat 1. Have the details when they come in.
All received. Many thanks.
Yeah, the business are going as well, mate.
The team in Merseyside Control monitor the scene of a serious road traffic incident to decide if further resources need to be deployed.
What's he doing coming off his bike? Is he going to see what he could help himself to?
I don't know. I can't see. People are taking pictures for Instagram by the looks of it.
Alpha 473, we've got a car flipped over.
Don't know anything on injuries yet, so I'll be sending...
I'm straight through to you, and good evening, over.
Thanks, over.
We don't get that many flip cars around here. They're more like countryside jobs, then.
Paul and Chelsea have been dispatched to the crash site. Ahead of them is Rob, who's 5 minutes from the scene. He's one of two advanced paramedics deployed to the incident, along with police, a senior paramedic, and a fire engine.
Police on scene.
What's our ETA to that?
Alpha 473 are en route. ETA is 2 minutes.
What's the story then?
Car's just overturned. But there's no one in it. Apparently they've been helped out and then they've just got off.
Right, okay.
We had a little look around, I can't see anyone anywhere.
Yeah.
He was caught and he was driving it.
Right.
He was getting the chippy or something, and I don't know what's happened.
Yeah.
And he's coming back.
Yeah.
He was in shock, so he's just slowed down.
All right. Yeah, Rich, just to update you, one patient who's absconded from scene.
They're on the way back at the moment. No other patient to this time.
The driver's run away. The driver's run away. And it's a BMW. We're not going to divert off the RTA unless we get a Cat 1 in anyway, so...
I think we're just souvenir and the race. Looks like everyone's... Well, no, yeah.
Just take me to who was driving.
He said he was just going to chippy.
What the hell? Oh my God.
Don't worry, the main thing is he's up and walking, isn't he? It could have been a lot worse.
The driver has returned to his vehicle.
Yeah, all fine, all right.
You've
got your shoes off the car, please.
I'll get your shoes if you jump on the ambulance, okay.
How did you walk away from that? Go on, mate,
I'll
get you on now.
Can I get a drink of water, please?
Can we just assess your face, my mate?
Yeah, sound, yeah.
It's crying at the moment, mate, isn't it?
You can do whatever you want, mate, I'm fine.
Yeah. Just tell me any pains as a touchdown.
I can't feel no pain, no.
Anything there?
No.
What were you going for, Chippy? Anyway, what'd you have?
You could have a Nando's, mate. You've done Nando's chicken in the oven. And I was just going for fried rice.
After all that, you didn't get your chippy meal?
158 pulse, 99 sets. Everything's up at the moment. Understandable, mate, you just got out of that. Have you had anything? Look, we're not the police here.
Yeah, I've had a couple of drinks, mate, yeah. Look, I've had about 3 pints in 4 hours. Oh, shit.
We're not here to judge you. We're here to treat you. It doesn't matter what people have done, like, you know, I've got to do my job.
Never seen anyone just walk out when it's been that bad.
Me and Chelsea are like a good cop, bad cop.
You've been so lucky though, mate.
Yeah.
And it's the other people as well, isn't it? Not just you.
Count out loud so I can hear you doing it.
In control tonight, the team on duty are receiving a new emergency call every 10 seconds.
Ambulance, is the patient breathing?
Is anything still burning or smouldering?
With that bleeding stopping there, I do need to hang up to take another call, OK?
It is really busy at the moment. He's going to be waiting for a long time.
Alpha 536, Eric and Emily, are one of just four ambulances currently available across the 645 square kilometres of Merseyside.
Alpha 536.
536, thanks.
It's an 83-year-old female.
It says that she's fractured the back previously, and it sounds like she's done the same thing. Emma has been waiting for a little while.
Thanks, Emma.
The patient has been waiting more than 2 hours for an ambulance.
are you, Jean?
Hello.
So, what happened this evening?
It's my spine.
Oh. Oh, you can't even sit down, can you?
No.
So you've been struggling since this morning?
Oh. I was getting out of bed,
mm-hmm.
and I swung my leg round, and
did you just feel it go?
Yeah.
You've been in the wars, haven't you? Hey.
Oh, don't make me laugh, it hurts.
Okay, so we'll just check here. Does it keep going down?
Oh.
Is it there?
Yes.
All right. And is it on the bone or the muscle?
It feels like the bone.
Feels like the bone.
Oof, yes.
Oof. All right, lovely. Well, we'll get you some pain relief, hey, Jean?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
You've won yourself a first prize. A trip to hospital.
That doesn't feel like a first.
Well, we need to get your pain sorted, don't we? Because
yes.
We don't want you in pain.
Yes.
Right, Jean. Okay. You pop this in your mouth. Just trying to take some nice steady breaths now and let's see if that starts working. And it should settle you down. That's it.
That's it. Keep going. Oh.
It's a waste of the national health when I'm 83.
But why is that? If you're not comfortable, though, hey?
Yeah, but there's younger people who would need whatever it is, wouldn't they? Better than me, more than me.
It's all right, Jean. You can't help it.
Don't worry.
I reckon.
I'm feeling a bit stronger, mate.
Ivy.
More scratch now.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully it'll make you more comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Is it any better, Jean?
No.
No?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't. It's okay.
I'm doing my best.
You are. Oh, Jean.
I'm not normally a baby.
No, it must be severe.
Yeah, you've got every right to be with the pain you're in.
We've got a wheelchair here.
We've got a wheelchair here for you. All right, and we'll stand up on three. You ready? So one, two, three. You grab hold of my elbows. I've got you.
Right, and it's right behind you, so sit down.
There we go. Well done.
Oh. Mm. I've been married for 58 years and I've just been absolutely lost without him. Especially at times like this. But unfortunately, he didn't live long enough for me.
Ah.
I have his photograph across from my bed, so when I get into bed at night,
yeah.
I have a talk to him, tell him how much I love him. Zillions plus one. That's what I say to him. I still love you, zillions plus one.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
I miss him all the time.
Yeah, I think I'd be the same with my wife. I'd been destined to be together all our lives.
Good. That's good. Yeah. Have you got children?
I do. 26 now and 19.
Gosh.
They are, so they both drive, they
and
both
you
work.
Don't even, and I'm not being flattering here, but you don't look old enough to have children now.
Well, there's nothing wrong with your eyesight, is there, Jean? Hey? Nothing wrong with your eyesight. I'll give you that.
You're a very handsome young man.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Jean.
Yeah,
we're
catching
him up. Yeah, I'm on the right
good
natter. You're going to take me out on a date.
I can hear you.
Oh, I tell you, I need to be cooler.
That's because you're all flustered about Jean.
I know. I know.
Get you, dude.
I'm alright. I've got that to fucking pay for now, mate.
Across Merseyside, 27 patients are waiting for an ambulance.
No, it's a safety, since you've had it before, yeah?
Chelsea and Paul have spent 30 minutes with the driver.
I'll leave it with you. Do the police need him now, or...?
I'll ask them.
Cheers, thanks. Yeah.
He has escaped serious injury, so the police can now investigate what caused the accident.
That you've been driving without
a lung system. Yeah, I have. I'll hold up to that, so no get away from it. I've had a couple of cans.
Now, as a result, I require you to provide me with a sample of breath.
Okay.
If you fail...
What if I refuse?
If you refuse or you fail to provide a sample, then you'll be arrested on suspicion of...
Straight away. Okay.
Nice deep breath and off you go. Keep going. There we go. Learn it. Right, you blew 32.
Right. That's under. 34.
35 is a limit.
Right, so am I under?
Yeah. You're not getting
locked up. Fuck, sorry for me language, thank fuck for that.
Say straight away.
Never drink again and get in the car. You say you don't have one and get in the car, don't you?
But even though you're under the limit, it's very close, isn't it?
It's very close, mate. I only had to have another sip and I could have been over there.
Can't, never again, mate.
I'll sort your car out and get it lifted.
So I'm not going to get arrested?
No.
It's a problem, isn't it?
What I've got to say, mate, is that's, I think, as close as you're ever going to get, isn't it?
What if it's someone else there, come on? I've got a little girl, she's only 13 months old, you know.
Oh, my baby's 15 months, boss age, isn't it?
Got my girl, I've got my baby. And I just still make stupid mistakes, like going out in the car and having a drink, and I'm lucky I'm not getting arrested, mate.
You won't do it again, though, will you?
No.
No more, now.
Said I was
on the top.
No, I'll never do that ever again.
Where's your shoes, by the way?
It's that me. I was wearing flip-flops.
Hey, that's Liverpool style.
Our overturned car?
Yes.
He was on the way home with his chippy, rolled his car. He's fine, and so are his chips.
He just got chips?
Yeah, chips are fine as well. His car might be wrote off, but he's got his chippy.
Romeo 616, go ahead, Evan.
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
Yes, I am.
Are you the patient?
Yes. I feel like I have a fit coming on.
Do you suffer with fit?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's your address?
There's no address on the phone box. I just know it's brutal.
R616, looks like you're going to be going straight out. Sorry, Evan.
616, go ahead.
He's called through. He has got a Category 2 call. He's saying he feels like he's going to have a fit. Can you just go and check him out for me, please?
Yeah, received. Will do, no problem.
Senior paramedic Tony is working alone tonight in a rapid response vehicle.
So I moved to Liverpool 8 years ago. I moved from Workington in Cumbria, a small rural town. Not a lot goes on there, to be honest.
Up there is
People doubted me and asked what I was doing. Told me it was a really tough place. I think a little part of me wanted to prove them wrong. Hello. Is it yourself that's rang us?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
My name's Tony, and how can I help?
I've had the fit about 2 months ago.
Okay. Are you epileptic?
Yes, I am.
If I help you, do you think we'll be able to get you sat just on the curb till the ambulance gets here? Yeah. Nice and steady.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
That's it. Nice and easy.
Thank you.
Is it medicated, your epilepsy?
Yes, it is.
And are you up to date with your medicines?
No, I last had my medication. I think it was on Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday.
I'm going to be 30 seconds. I'm just going to get you a blanket because you're shivering because you're freezing there.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pop to the car, OK?
OK.
But I've got a waterproof jacket if you need that.
No, I'm OK.
No problem. Let's get you warmed up, my friend, OK?
Thank you. That's a lot better.
So I'm just going to do your blood sugars if that's OK. And if you just turn your hand inwards or upwards.
Yeah, will you okay?
So, yeah. Do you like Liverpool?
I like Liverpool because people are what you call down to earth.
Down to earth in Liverpool. Yeah. You'll never get better than a Scouser.
No.
I've been here since 2011.
Yeah?
I came here to study and loved the people that much, I decided to stay.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. So if I can get some details from you very quickly.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you live alone, live by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I live by myself.
Now, next of kin, do you have a next of kin or a point of contact?
No.
You've got no next of kin or?
No.
No relatives or?
No.
No, okay.
I mean, I did have my son's family, but I no longer have a son. That's a part of my life that has been washed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
They say blood is thicker than water, but it doesn't appear that way to me.
Best thing to do for yourself, I think, is probably pop you up to hospital, because if you have another seizure in the street, you could injure yourself, you could fall, you could, and because you live alone as well.
Yeah, OK.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like that.
Yeah. Romeo 616.
Romeo 616, go ahead of her.
This shit, we're busy this evening. Do you have a
ETA for the crew?
Romeo 616 at a negative at the moment. I've got nothing available. What response are you going to require, please, of her?
We're going to do it on a
P2 response, just because we're in the cold street and this gentleman's getting quite cold over.
Romeo 616, Roger, the next vehicle I get, I'll send to you. Thanks for it.
Received that, thank you. We'll just keep you warm for the moment.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Tonight is going to be a great night. No, it's not.
Everyone's going to be overindulging in drink and drugs, trying to kill each other.
When did you take the cheery pills, Heather?
Standard, yeah.
It's early in the month, before they've spent up already. It's not pay weekend. We're going to have a great night.
OK.
Can you tell these people who are ringing in we're going to have a nice night, Jeff?
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
Yes, she's breathing.
Is she awake?
No, her eyes are rolling into the back of her head.
OK, tell me exactly what's happened.
She's drunk, and I mean drunk a lot.
Right.
Big lump on her head, her eyes are rolling into the back of her head.
OK.
Wake up! Come on! Come on, she's choking!
What's she choking on?
Sick.
Hi, ambulance, it's Merseyside, please. Basically, we've had a coffee shop ringing us. A female has turned up very, very drunk.
How old is the patient, please?
15. She's crying. It just appears to be a young, sort of vulnerable female in a quite a bad predicament. Ambulance service.
Hi, an ambulance. It's police here, just requesting your assistance.
Tell me exactly what's happened.
So Adam Pullman's just called us reporting his head a large bang on the door. He went outside to find his 12-year-old daughter on the floor. She's claiming she's been assaulted.
Patient breathing unconscious?
There's no mention of that right now.
Got a 12-year-old being assaulted.
Gosh, what is it with the kids? Oh,
536 thinks it's a 12-year-old female.
She's been assaulted. It looks like it's come to us from the police. Attacker's no longer on scene, so it's safe to make in over.
Yeah, Roger, that's all understood. We'll go and have a look. Thanks, Ella.
Alpha 536, Eric and Emily, are dispatched to their second job of the night.
It's a 12-year-old girl, is it?
Yeah, I reckon it's another bunch of kids.
And more than likely other girls, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and if something's happened and she's gone home, told her mum and dad.
Here we go, here we go. We've got a waiver.
Got a waiver. What's your name?
I'm Hayley.
Hiya, Hayley. Who have we come to see?
Rhea.
Rhea. Hiya, Rhea.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Emily. This is Eric. What's happened tonight, Rhea?
Me and my friend had come back from the house when two men started running up towards in the alleyway, and I started running because they started shouting at us, and then I got to the door and I thought it was on the snip, and so I ran into the door and the man came in the garden and he started hitting me and said, where are the dogs? And I said, I don't know about any dogs, and then he hit me again, man.
Oh, okay. So did he use his hand or did he just hit you on your face? How many times did he strike you?
Four times.
Were you knocked out at all? No. And have you got a headache at the minute? You have. Any blurred vision? No. Okay. Did you stay standing up or were you punched to the floor? Knocked over. And did you hit your head or anything on the...
Yeah, I hit my head off the glass on the door.
She's not on any medication or anything, is she, Mum?
No, she's not allergic to nothing. She's actually supposed to be performing for the school on Monday, the athletics.
Okay. So, what we'll do, Rhea, is we'll get you on the ambulance, do some checks on you, if that's all right, we'll take some details, yeah?
OK, yeah.
Go on, sweetheart, follow Eric. Has she had any paracetamol or anything, Mum?
No, it literally happened about 10 minutes ago.
Aww.
Just got out the bathroom with the shanty and I can feel awful.
Oh, come on, Mum. It's not your fault. It's just some weird people out there these days.
You have a sit down there, lovely. Mum, you sit at the back there for me.
So two random men, you've never seen them before, never spoke to them, just hit you. Oh, Rhea.
Were the older men, were they? Yeah. He's a brave man, isn't he? Rhea, you have a look at me, lovely. Can you see OK? Oh, you've got no blurred vision, nothing like that? No. No, I don't.
Being a paramedic for the last 15 years, you do tend to think you've surely covered every scenario now.
You keep looking at me if you can. I'm going to shine a quick light in your eye, OK?
You think, oh, I've seen it all. And then, lo and behold, the next job comes in and you think, my goodness.
And then this side?
It's quite shocking sometimes.
That's crazy. And that's not hurting your eyes. I know it's a bit bright, yeah. But it doesn't cause anything.
We've been living for 3 weeks.
Aww.
Are we meant to be doing gymnastics Monday?
Yeah. Representing the school.
Oh, you'll have to see how you feel, eh? See how you go. If there's any major concerns, you can phone us back at any time. All right. It sounds like she's been mixed up, you know,
with someone else.
Yeah, they've confused her for someone else and unfortunately been caught up in whatever's going on.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Just a bit sick in them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, lovely, yeah.
Sure comes with
us. All right.
Right, you ready?
Aww.
Come on then. Thank you so much.
That's okay.
Come on, so quick.
Thank you. Oh, hi, lovely.
I think it leaves you quite angry. And it does sadden me, you know, it saddens me. I'm disappointed with how people behave.
I will not discuss that.
Yeah.
No, a little kid can't go outside with her friends at night without being assaulted. But not just any assault, it's like two adult men.
On her own front doorstep?
I know.
And she seemed like a nice girl as well. It's not like she's been causing trouble or...
I know.
Poor girl. Hopefully she'll get over it, eh?
Yeah, I hope so. Because she's a nice kid.
We're lucky it's not snowing.
Oh, yeah.
I've been needing a blanket myself in a minute. Yeah.
Senior paramedic Tony and his patient have been waiting 40 minutes for an ambulance.
Hello. Mercy's finest.
Oh, I've seized up.
So we'll take you up to Aintree. You happy going up to Aintree?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you a little hand.
Thank you.
No problem. Oh, thank you. You're very welcome.
Hiya, Barry Bobbitt,
is he all right? He seems fine at the moment.
Oh, what it is, I wear from the care home that he lives in.
OK. I didn't realise he lived in a care home. And they would give him his medication every day, would they?
Not on meds. What's his
health? Epilepsy, is that a seizure?
He's listed all the time, he's known for it.
He's known, is he?
Usually he's just dropping back off at the care home. So if you want to check him over, the care home's literally there.
We'll get him on board, and that's really helpful.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping. We've got to change a plan.
I'll go around the corner.
Yeah.
Right then, slight change of plan.
Okay. You're in trouble.
It's one around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just lift your legs up. Just bend your leg at your knee. It was lovely to meet you.
Oh, lovely to meet you too, sir.
And I'm glad I got you home okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
No problem. Sure. We're going to go now. Next patient.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Look after yourself, okay?
Thank you so much for help.
You're very welcome. What a character. It's a shame, isn't it? They were saying it was an acquired brain injury and through boxing.
It's sad.
Yeah, but he was homeless for a long time.
Was he?
Yeah, living in hostels and...
This is back safe.
Good stuff.
Back safe.
Five hours into the night shift, and North West Ambulance Service have received over 1,300 calls.
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
Yes, so I've just walked down the street and there's someone unconscious. I think he's passed out drunk, okay. I don't know him.
Tell me exactly what's happened.
Yeah, she just had a little bit too much to drink. She vomited over the floor and stuff. Can you just bring an ambulance out for him, please?
We've just come into a takeaway and the man's passed out on the floor. Right, he's just about to stand up.
Awake?
Alpha 473.
Paul and Chelsea have just cleared from their third job of the night.
Alpha 473, thanks. I'm sending a job through for an 80-year-old female.
So the patient's been unwell for a few days, has deteriorated and began having hallucinations.
Ah, oh, yeah, no worries, Chel. Thanks very much for that. Well, we'll go and see what's going on, get to the bottom of it.
Oh, Roger, that's all received. Thanks very much, Eva.
I find a lot of the time, like with females, they kind of take to you and then the males kind of report, isn't it?
It's me Febreze, yeah. That I'm wearing, it works, you know.
What is this? She's been hallucinating.
Has she had this before? She ever had this before in the past?
Yeah, she has this, you know, she has the UTIs.
Yeah, I was just going to say, has your mum had a recent water infection?
Well, she's got stage 4 on one of her kidneys, so her kidneys are basically not in a good shape.
Yeah.
And she's prone to infections.
Okay. Let's go up and see your mum.
Yeah.
Hello, Mary. Hi. Hello, love. What's happening at the minute, honey? Feeling okay?
I feel funny there.
In your head? In what way?
Confused.
Do you know when you've had water infections in the past? Yeah. Is this how you felt? The confusion? Can I just get a little bit of blood from your finger? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Just get tight on your arm, Mary. We'll get you fixed up, eh?
Mary suffers from lung cancer. She is prone to serious infection because of her medical conditions.
16.4. It's high, isn't it?
Yeah.
163 over 68 BP.
Not that high as well.
Maybe if you've got an infection, it's going to be upwards slightly. No pains in your chest, nothing like that, Mary, no?
No, thank God. And that's what if she calls me. Because I've come back from the dead so many times.
Because you're tough. You made a good stuff. You're doing well, are you?
I've got lung cancer. I've put the cancer on one side for now. You start worrying about it, you're dead.
Let's have a little look at your ticket, eh?
Are you all right?
Spot on.
No, thank God. I'm alive.
Yeah, good. Where are you from, Mary?
County Clare.
Ah, yeah, the Irish. Lovely part of the world, eh?
A few years in 1959.
So you're a Scouser.
Yeah.
Once Scouser. You get past 20 years, you're a fully bred Scouser. Yeah. But you come from a nice part of the world as well, don't you?
And I've got 4 Scouser
children. Oh, lovely.
What do you used to do yourself, Mary?
In the pub.
Did you, yeah?
In the pub?
Oh, you love being awake in the pub. Were you the barmaid, were you?
Yeah. 16 years.
One of my favourite jobs, that.
Marvellous.
I used to love the banter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think going into jobs, if you're too serious, you worry people. Which one did you work in?
Nursing.
Oh, the merchant, that's a big one, isn't it? Yeah. Sometimes people know they're not well, but just changing the outlook, asking them what they used to do or taking the mind off it while you're treating them, it just puts them at ease. Did you know everyone's drinks, all the regulars?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Matter how busy I was, I knew what they were.
You see the ops coming down. Everything could go from frightening down to more relaxed. Do you want a hand, my love? If I get under your hand,
yeah, Mary, pass me the hand. Pass that hand, Mary.
I think 95% of our job is the talking side of things, regardless of what the job is.
There we go.
You're one of a kind, you, Mary. And that's a good thing, girl.
And there was I sleeping.
There we go. Mary, we're going to help you.
Oh, I'm right here.
Oh, can you do it yourself?
Oh, hang on a minute.
Hey, go on.
You
it's tough, you.
I think.
You all right?
Watch me sliding down.
I'm like a big bounce castle in front of you, all right? Tell you what, I like your style, you know, Mary. You are real tough blood. What's the secret, then? Keep yourself going, yeah. Do you want wheelies or not?
No.
Are you sure? Come
on, no wheelies.
Romeo 616. Stand by, I'll get back to you shortly, over. Thanks, over. What time do the pub shut on a Saturday now? Is it still 11:30? 11:30, 12:00. So we could have some pub kicking outy ones and then some bar ones at about 2:00.
As the weekend revellers begin to make their way home, the team in control are experiencing another spike in drink and drug-related incidents.
Ambulance service, is the patient awake?
Yeah, just about.
Okay, and tell me exactly what's happened.
I don't know. I think he might have took something.
Is he violent?
Yeah. So he's had some type of drug, I don't know what it is, but his pupils are tiny and he keeps lashing out to everybody. But he's been hit as well.
Hello, caller. The ambulance service. Is the patient breathing?
Yeah, he's drunk, love. He's either drunk behind the wheel.
Yeah.
All on drugs.
Okay.
the lights and everything are on the car.
Yeah.
We don't want them to turn the key again and drive off and kill someone, you know what I mean, love? My husband's trying to get the keys out of the car now. Yeah.
There he is, John. He's in the car at the moment.
Right. Have you tried banging on the window or anything that and he's not responding?
But there's a window open and he did respond before, but he's not responding now.
Okay. How old approximately does he look?
I'd say he was in about his 30s.
I'm organising the help for you now. Stay on the line. I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
Alpha 743. It's the job we've just sent through. It's a category 2 for a 35-year-old male. It came through as an unresponsive in a car.
An ambulance is dispatched to the driver found slumped at his wheel.
Oh, my God.
Like, what's happening?
It's just that he's alert, but he's screaming.
Right. Is he going to be a threat to our ambulance crew?
The fire! Stop it!
Who's fighting, Sonny?
Dad! Dad! Leave him out! Get off him now! Get him out!
Get the police, we don't want him to run away, do you know what I mean?
We've already informed them, okay. They're coming as fast as they can as well.
The driver is assaulting one of the passerbys who stopped to help him. The police have also been dispatched.
Get up! Get up on this! Get up!
How many patients are there now? Is there anybody else that needs our help? Who is it that's on the floor?
It's Dave.
Oh, my God. That's my husband. He's attacked him.
My
is
God.
Is he responding? Is he awake at
get
the
up,
moment?
Dave. He said he's banged his head.
The police have just arrived on scene, and the ambulance crew are minutes away.
Ambulance service, Annabelle speaking.
Hello, it's the police.
Is the patient conscious?
He's just lost consciousness.
Is he breathing?
Shallow breathing.
Romeo 616, en route.
Senior paramedic Tony is 13 minutes from the scene. His specialist training means he can respond to the most life-threatening incidents.
Liverpool does have a darker side, which more often than not comes out at night.
We deal with the aftermath.
When I arrive, it's opening the back doors and expecting the unexpected.
Hey, Dave.
Where's the wife?
Your wife's here.
Right, slow your breathing down, Dave, all right.
This is Dave.
Okay.
Dave's been a good Samaritan. So he's approached the car to see if the chap's all right. But then for some unknown reason, he's just turned on Dave, punched him in the head. Dave's fallen to the floor and he's been kicked quite a few times while he's been on the floor.
Okay. What age is the other chap?
Said 35 on our screen.
Okay. Thanks. David, how's your breathing there? You're struggling a bit. Where's the most pain now in your chest?
The worst.
Your neck's the worst, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so he could have fractured neck of femur, couldn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep that on just with your breathing. Sorry, my love. Are you Glenys? Glenn?
Yeah.
Glenn. I'm Tony. I'll be looking after David on the way into hospital.
He's a diabetic as well.
Okay. And he's just trying to help, isn't he? Came along, found someone collapsed. And he's just turned on him.
The way he was sitting in the car, we thought he was dead.
Mind your head.
And we just got out to see if he was okay.
Mind your head.
And a couple of minutes after, when they woke him up, he just went like an animal.
You okay, Dave?
Kicked him to the floor, kicked out at me mate, and then booted me in the back.
Okay, he's gonna.
He's gonna be sick.
I'm gonna roll.
Oh,
OK, David. How are we feeling there, David? Eased off. Let's roll you back. OK. David? David?
Seems a little bit in and out of it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's fair to say he's going to take the major trauma into entry, isn't he?
Yeah.
Romeo 6162 trauma cell. Can I pass you details of a major trauma standby into entry, please? For a 69-year-old male, he's been punched in the head, lost consciousness, and has then been kicked whilst on the ground.
The patient, David, needs urgent care at the nearest major trauma centre, 8 miles away.
David? 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 Are we OK? Can you squeeze my fingers? David? David? Can you hear me, David? Hello?
Yeah, I've got some eye movements.
David, are we okay? You okay? Thumbs up. Good man, good man. The pain. All right, don't worry. Can you not remember what happened? You've been assaulted and you've had a bang to the head, David. Don't worry. You only tried to help someone, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were being a... You were being a citizen. You're going to be sick again?
There are some incidents that can make you angry. Angry at what people can do to each other.
We see society at its worst.
I see what? We're not you, lads.
Yeah?
We've been lost.
Oh, listen, that's why we're here. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to help you, David. Nearly there, OK.
The violence can and does make you question what you're doing.
We're just arriving now, OK?
I've been to jobs that have tested my faith in Liverpool.
Sometimes it's hard not to feel let down by the city.
So they're quite worried about his head, I think, and because he's vomiting that much to secure his airway, they're on about anaesthetising him. Sad, really. It's not going more than 2 minutes without vomiting. That's somebody's granddad, somebody's dad. You know.
Absolutely no need for it.
Town, Mike?
Yeah, drunk and vomiting in town.
Already got the camera on it.
As the clubs start to close, incidents in the city centre start to build.
Heather, can you get 6730 up on the camera just to see what's happening, please? Unconscious cocaine taker.
Can't see anyone that looks... Oh, hang on. What is that?
Oh, that orange thing is here on the floor.
Oh, so she's lying on the floor in the rain.
Alpha 473.
Alpha 473. This job you're going to now is a Category 1 call.
20-year-old female. She's taken...
cocaine and alcohol and is now unconscious.
Alpha 536, thanks. Seb's got a job. I've just sent it through for you now. With
28-year-old female. She thinks that she's had a drink spike and she's having difficulty breathing.
Alpha's 302, Category 3 call from the police. Male of an unknown age who's been assaulted with facial injuries, and police are en route.
OK, that's fine. We will approach with caution and any problems, we'll let you know.
Jenny and Wendy have also been dispatched to the city centre.
Oh, utter debauchery, isn't it? Every week, somebody in the city will get assaulted. I'm finding now it's not just in the city centre, it's spreading out. It's moving out of the city as well. Where is he? Hello, my name's Wendy. What's your name?
Adam.
Adam?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what's happened?
I've been assaulted by three men. They want my money and my phone.
OK.
And I didn't give them.
OK. Do you want to get on the back of the ambulance and we can assess you better there?
Yeah.
All right. Before you sit down, can we take this jacket off you? And we will give you a dry blanket to wrap it around you, OK? So, they've come at you from behind?
No, in front.
In front?
The bigger one asked me, give me your money and phone, or you're dead. I just said, no, I won't give you. So they approached me and pushed me to the chest, and I was like, no.
OK, so what happened after they pushed you in the chest?
I insulted him and said, no, you won't have it, but... And, he hits me in the face, really bad.
OK. Can I just have a look on your head and just see if there's any injuries to the back of your head? Am I OK to just give that a clean? Is that all right? I'm just going to move your hair out of the way. Swelling to the nose there.
That's going to need to
I have a question. How much does it cost the ambulance?
How much does it cost?
Yeah.
We're not charging you for using this ambulance.
Really? Oh, you're so great. On my head.
We're here now. We're going to look after you, OK? I'm sorry this has happened to you, OK?
What's those tough cuts?
No, just cut it.
Thanks a lot,
you. That's all
right. Thanks a lot.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
That's OK.
OK.
Thanks. That's so sweet. For real,
You're sweet.
You're so lovely, bro.
I don't often get called sweet.
You've been called sweet tonight.
You'll take that one, won't you?
Yeah.
Whereabouts are you from?
From France.
You're from France?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Strasbourg.
Did you have a good night up until...?
I didn't make quite a lot of friends since I'm in Liverpool, and tonight I've made lots, so I'm very glad.
Oh, good.
It's a shame it's ended this way, isn't it?
What?
It's a shame that it's ended this way.
I'm so sad.
Sit back there.
Been swallowing hurts.
All right.
Okay. From our perspective, I'm so sorry that you've been assaulted, but it's been amazing to meet you.
Thanks.
We wouldn't have never have met you otherwise.
You're lovely.
You've got a lovely smile, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I have a favour to ask. Can I take a picture with you too?
Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, hang on. God, I look terrible. You look the best out of us, all of us.
Oh, you can eat. You were so lovely.
Oh. Do you know what? People criticise the NHS, but they should remember that. You know, you go elsewhere in the world and you would not get free healthcare.
Well, that's what he
at
said.
The point
he
of contact,
said,
you know.
But you know what? I feel really sorry for him, but what a nice patient to end on.
He was lovely, yeah.
He was a lovely, genuine guy.
You good to go, mate, yeah?
Yeah, thanks. Would you for a million, right, run round A&E? Naked, or would you sing karaoke?
Well, karaoke all day.
Really? With that voice?
Night time slows, raindrops splash rainbows. Perhaps someone you know could sparkle and shine.
yeah, I'm proud of where we come from. I'm proud of what we stand for. I think we do look out to each other, and when we think something's an unjust, one thing about Liverpool, we fight for each other. I think people have learned to look out for each other. We're quite a mad bunch of Scousers, to be honest.
I think there'll always be jobs that test your love of this place and the people. But for every bad call, there's far more moments of kindness, of community. And that's why I'm happy to call this city home.
Do you know what I'm looking forward to now?
Bed.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to make myself a nice cup of tea, get my nice clean jammies on, and I might even have some toast before I go to sleep.
Next on Ambulance.
It's Little John Airport. We've got a full emergency.
Aircraft lost all radio contact.
They could land in an estate.